You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't want to say it. Rise and shine, Atlanta. Allie scared everybody off. It turns out it's a full line change, like a hockey game. Back in the driver's seat. Allie is here, though.
Yeah.
She just scared off Bo and Garrett and welcomed back in myself and the Zen House. Mark Zeno, Dylon back off his Eagles trip. I'm sure it was a lot of fun out there watching Jalen Hurts go to battle.
Dude, he had two turnovers in the
MVP
same play.
MVP front
Make
runner.
History.
MVP two turnovers in the front same runner. Play. Anyways, welcome back to the show. It is Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Mark Zeno, Dylan Matthews. I am fresh off a couple of days with Mike Bell. So if I'm talking
How'd
fast.
That go for you?
If I'm talking fast, it's probably because I've been with Mike Bell the last couple of days. I got to get back down to morning shift speed, which is about right here.
A little bit easier,
yeah.
Mike.
Mike has the ability to hit five topics in one segment. Which
Good
is it's all over the place. I after about an hour Tuesday, Mark, and you'll appreciate this. I was like, hey, if I'm not talking fast enough, I'm trying to get up to speed and give her a little more gas, okay? But I just am not used to being able to hit this many topics in one second. Anyways, how was the last couple of days, Allie?
Last couple of days have been phenomenal. Of course, we missed you. And we are going over Garrett's schedule has been absolutely insane. So he's been going up to Flowery Branch, coming back here. He's got like four or five different jobs. He's in that zone of life. Your schedule today, though, is also pretty insane.
Really all week. It's been crazy all week.
So, but what does today entail for you?
Yeah, so, and like I said, I've been with, in the holiday parties, the whole thing we'll have to get to, because that was yesterday, split Dukes
that
and
was
Hell and
a
Half.
Mix up.
Hey,
mix up.
Neither one
mix
of these
up.
Guys are there. Y'all didn't miss much.
At if least it makes you feel any better, I didn't even get an invite.
They didn't even want me there. Today, yes, I will do obviously this show, and I'll go hang out at home for a little bit. I'll come back. We'll do Falcons pregame starting at 6 o'clock. Myself and Bo Morgan will be live from Tampa, who is going to join us later on in the 8 o'clock hour to talk a little bit of Falcons ahead of that matchup tonight. I'll do postgame with your husband, Grant McCauley, which will probably be somewhere around 11:30 to 1:30 tonight, on into the wee hours tomorrow morning. I'm going to actually go. You guys know that if you listen to the show before, usually on primetime games, I just sleep at the studio. There's no point in driving all the way home, but Allie, tomorrow we are live from the Publix in Alpharetta. So that's on the way past my house. So I'm going to go home late tonight, early tomorrow morning, try to get a couple hours on the couch, and then we'll be live from Alpharetta and eating pretzels right there bright and early.
Yeah, it will be bright and early. And I'm kind of jealous of you, Mike, because Grant is on his way back from the winter meetings from Orlando. He's going to make a quick stop at home, probably grab a shower, and then he's coming in here, obviously, to do postgame with you. I'm like, I don't even get to hang out with my husband before my co-host does.
Do you want me to give him a hug for you?
Yes,
is that
please.
What you want? Just give
yes,
a hug
please.
For you?
Make it weird.
Yeah, I'll make it weird. I'll hold his hand for a minute. I'll be like, hey, man, just passing it on. Just passing it
it's
on.
It's from Han and Chewie.
Hey, yo.
That's not a hey yo. It's really not. You can't just do that anytime. Nah, there's no hey yo to it.
You made it weird by adding in the holding hand thing. Like I was gonna let you fly because Allie suggested the hug thing, but you know, like you made it weird with the whole
hey yo. No, that doesn't fit.
Had to pause.
That doesn't fit now, and that's a pause.
Well, we need to get to Dylan at some point today because we got to talk about where he was. Try to cover it up.
Yeah.
I didn't try to cover anything.
Oh,
up.
You're a liar.
What? What did I try to cover up?
You were under the weather Friday. I saw you Sunday for the Falcons broadcast, and you just simply said, "Hey, man, Garrett will be with y'all for the next couple of days."
Because you were on the way out. But I didn't want to stop you in your tracks.
You didn't say going on vacation, going to watch the Eagles play.
Because you were headed out. I didn't want to bore you with where I was going.
Monday night football.
He was halfway out the door. I was just like, hey. I was like, hey, before you go, I won't be with you guys. And he was like, yeah, it's fine. I won't be there either. I'm Tuesday. I'm with Mike Bell anyway. And I was like, all right, cool.
I got
to
tell you,
need for me to elaborate.
Standard rule, man. If you can't tell your friends and family about what you're doing and where you're going, you
That's
probably shouldn't be doing
rule.
It.
That is Zeno. Such, I'm writing
probably
that down.
Probably shouldn't
Zeno.
Be doing it.
Zeno, don't,
I'm writing that down, Zeno.
Don't fall into their trap, man.
I'm just saying. Like,
Mike was halfway out the door. I just didn't want to stop and be like, hey, no, listen to about where I'm going.
Put it this way. If you would have said, hey, I'm going to the Eagles game tonight, Mike would have gladly stopped and had a 100%. Conversation about it. You were
another
purposely being avoided. You were purposely being avoided.
This is part of the interruption. I'm
somebody who's told a lot of fibs to people over the years, particularly women. Okay,
take it for somebody that's lied about where they're going a bunch.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
That a boy.
Thank you very much, Zeno, for coming in today. I am the common denominator of the show this week. It is a full change out, so I appreciate everyone being here today. Here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the Hawks are back in action tomorrow to take on the Pistons. Ahead of tonight's Thursday night football, the Bucks have activated receivers Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan. Falcons have officially ruled out Drake London for tonight's game against the Bucks. We'll get into that in a little bit. Georgia has canceled a series with Louisville ahead of the SEC schedule release. And I'm sure you guys saw this one. Michigan head football coach Sharon Moore has been terminated with cause effective immediately. This is following a university investigation. Credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. And currently, Sharon is in custody.
Yeah.
I don't even know
he in jail.
Where to start with this. Protective custody at that. That's one of the biggest differences because we were just talking about the fact that I was on Duke's Mail yesterday.
Yeah.
The biggest difference is breaking news while you're on air. We don't get that at 6 a.m.
Not really.
I'm sitting there looking at Mike yesterday, and we're about to start talking about the Falcons-Tampa matchup. I show him a tweet. I'm like, dear God, they just fired Sharon Moore. 15 minutes later, we're in another live segment, and I look at him and go, for cause. They fired him for cause, Mike. Yeah.
And then another 20 minutes later.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, he's been detained. What is going on? Dear God. No, I have no idea, man. I'm gonna try to give it a sensitive nature because there's so many ins and outs. But if you just look at what Sharon Moore's last 24 hours have been, dear God.
Well, you understand why there were talks about him possibly ending it all.
Yes, the protective custody.
The guy lost his job, he lost his family, he lost his welfare, he lost everything. That's a lot of pressure on an individual to deal with, and no one's making light of what, all this stuff is. I mean, listen, the jokes online and everything else aside, which you knew were going to happen.
Always.
But, the seriousness of this whole thing for him personally and the welfare of him.
Terrifying.
And young woman he allegedly had an affair with. I'll keep saying allegedly because we don't have any facts yet at this point
Smart
in time.
Man.
It's a lot of supposition, but we do know he was fired for cause. I think the once you get past all the salacious details, the underbelly of this, I think, is really what has me curious. Oh, the university launched an investigation, or was the university, is that code for the university, was complicit in a cover-up, and finally it got
for
blown
sure.
up. And now, I mean, it's when something is this wild, it always feels like it's not isolated. It always feels like that there are more dominoes that are going to fall here and what is going to go on. And when that happens, people run into survival mode. And all of a sudden, everybody is out for one person alone.
It's CYA across the board.
Yes, and they are out for themselves. And so the AD here, Ward Manuel, right? That's his name?
Yes, that's him.
You have to wonder how much damage control he's trying to do behind it. Because in reality, it's this. Like, in today's day and age, it's really hard to keep a relationship at work quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, just the nature of where we go and what we do, and everybody knows each other's schedules and everything else. Like, you know, it's kind of hard to do that. So I feel like, especially for a football coach, Mike, you know this better than I do, the regimented nature of their schedule. You know, we have practice here, workouts here, meetings here, players show, media commitment here.
Yeah, 100%. Like, everything is almost public.
Right.
It's a public
nature. It's robotic. And in order to deviate from that, to consummate an affair, seems like you'd have to do a lot of extra work.
Doesn't it? Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Seem like that though, like when you look at Michigan per se, like this is just such a, this is as crazy as it sounds, it's such a Michigan thing here lately.
Well, they're not clean and they have a track record of not being clean.
Well, let's get past the Connor Stallions thing. You remember they had to let go of their offensive coordinator, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
For the whole email hacking.
Yes.
I mean, just insanity. Not only that, but I'll say this too. Josh Pate, who people know and covers college football, and I think he works for CBS now. He's got a contract with CBS. Yep. He said a month ago that there was going to be a firing in college football that nobody saw coming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he was talking about. Somebody asked him last night on Twitter. They were like, was that what you were talking about a month ago? And he was like, yes.
Wow.
So if Josh Pate knew month ago,
I mean,
let's just keep going
again,
there.
Clearly, it feels like, and we were talking about it before the show, there was some guy on Twitter who apparently was a quarterback who was recruited by Michigan, who had the thing 6 days ago and blasted it out on Twitter.
It's crazy. And nobody believed it.
And nobody believed it. Everybody's like, you're crazy, you're nuts, this, that, and the other. And the guy had a picture of the girl, too.
Yes, he did.
He literally had a
that
picture of
the girl. That is truly insane. And everybody in the response of 6 days ago, like, dude, they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
They're going to sue you for slander. Yeah. You're not allowed to just say things like these. This guy's lost his mind. Dude, I think I know why they didn't sue him.
Yeah.
I think I know why. And
you had to feel like over the course of the last week that it, you know, when something like that came out, that this thing really got, and you know, there was some alleged thought process that it was intentional to wait until after signing day. Because if you fire a coach before signing,
right,
what happens? Recruits
it, yeah.
go, whew,
yeah.
They start running out.
So did Sherrone have any idea that the university had figured things out?
Oh, he had to have.
So was there a game plan? They're like, all right, so we're going to wait until after signing day, and then this is going to happen. We'll do this, 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 and then you will resign.
Look, there's not many facts when it comes to this, but from some of the hearsay and some of the allegedly stuff, something happened yesterday that brought all this to a head.
Right.
And I think the university knew that it was happening, that it brought it to a head. Sherrone Moore acted when it was brought to a head. And the university, therefore, because they knew what was going on through the police departments, had to simply go, hey, we've fired him as everything was going on.
Well, again, they didn't fire him, at least what their statement said. It had nothing to do. I think the police stuff chronologically was after he was already let go.
Mm-hmm.
They the statement said they fired him for the inappropriate relationship, which, again, you have to believe they knew was going on for some extended period of time.
It's going to make it hard for them to actually fire him for cause if they've known for a month or 2 months that this was actually going on. Because it would be, why didn't you fire me 2 months ago?
Well, you have to have concrete proof when you're doing for cause. If that's your reason that you're terminating someone.
It also might have been they knew legally they had to go through all the steps to...
Yeah.
And when lawyers get involved, you know it gets messy.
Firing someone is actually pretty difficult to do.
It just happened that it was a week after signing day.
Firing someone is definitely not difficult to do. I'm living proof of that in this building.
I think we've all been fired in this building. Maybe Dylan's young enough that he hasn't, but that's just one of the things that comes along with this this line of work.
By the way, it is what it is. Dylan, if Sharon Moore had heeded my advice, if you're doing something you can't tell your family or friends about,
here we go.
You probably shouldn't be doing it.
Let's go.
It all comes full circle.
This would not happen.
Somebody get a tattoo that says that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll keep you up to date. If anything else, I'm sure a lot of dominoes are going to fall from this situation, so we'll keep our eyes on it. But coming up next, we're going to preview tonight's game and cover the Ray Ray post. A lot of cryptic stuff going on the interwebs. We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.